Time now to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at the weather. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. And what is new in your world?
I watched something last night before we get to the weather. And I started watching it a couple of days ago, and I finished watching it last night. Do you remember on ABC they had the show Designated Survivor? Where the Capitol was blown up and one person was not there and he became president. It was a pretty good show. It got out of whack and the third year it got really crazy. And they canceled it.
Okay.
I watched over the past couple of days a show from Korean network, Korean TV. And it was about the same thing. And they said it was their take on what ABC had done, They gave ABC credit. It was their take on it. It was 10 episodes. And you know what? Their storyline, to me, was far better. Now, you have to watch it with subtitles. I'm very good with subtitles. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like it.
Okay, I'm very good with subtitles. So anyway, you had to watch it with subtitles. And you know what? It was a better storyline. The first year storyline of the ABC was great. Year two and three stunk. This storyline was terrific all the way through, and the acting was great. Special effects were great. And so I just thought I'd pass that along.
Yeah, I don't like subtitles. I find it extremely, extremely distracting.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't. I don't mind it at all.
Oh, that's great. Good for you.
Well, that amazes me because when I was a kid, I used to hate it.
Yeah, now you like it.
It's not a question of liking it. I've gotten used to it.
Okay.
I've gotten used to it. So.
Okay.
Anyways, so now we've got some showers around this morning.
Yep. And they'll be leaving us, and we'll wind up turning partly sunny this afternoon. So kind of a split day, gray and on the damp side this morning, partly sunny this afternoon. Temperatures should rebound to the mid-70s. Tonight be clear and cool, upper 40s. Tomorrow sunny, 75 to 80. Sun and cloud Sunday, mid-70s. Maybe some showers later Monday. Better chance on Tuesday. 75 to 80 degrees. So, again, we're looking at a very, very nice weekend. I'm thrilled about it because I will head up to the lake tomorrow and finally open up the cabin.
Well, that's good because this weekend on Saturday, we have a bunch of different things. We have a household hazardous waste collection day in Falls Village. We have a tribute to Ed Kirby at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. in Falls Village going on Saturday. And Sharon here, it's Saturday and Sunday, the Taconic Grange, Tagconic Grange, having their big plant and rummage sale goes on both days. And then on Sunday, of course, there's also a household hazardous waste collection day in Columbia County. This afternoon at 5:30, there's an event going on at the old schoolhouse, Irondale Schoolhouse, in the center of Millerton. So it's a pretty busy weekend around here.
You know, it always seems like it's very busy around there.
Well, we're back finally. After 2 years of not being busy, we're
not
back.
Yeah.
We're back!
Yep, I hear you. Now, did you happen to catch the president's little message last night concerning gun control?
No.
It was very impressive. I thought he did a very, very good job. A lot of good points there, but I won't get into that. However, I do think it was impressive, and I think it was a good thing that he came on and addressed the nation in lieu of everything that's going on. I think it's very, very important. I think lots and lots of people were probably looking toward him to see exactly what he's going to do. Now, if we could only get some attention toward the gas prices, we'll be happier.
Yeah, unemployment is down to 3.6%.
So that's good.
Well, what's bad about it is people can't afford to hire people to... there's not enough people that are working. There's so many jobs still open.
Yeah, and why do you think?
I don't know.
You mean are they just getting complacent because of COVID?
don't know, they pay people big salaries and people have much more education to try to figure it out than me. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, the minimum wage is up. It's not high enough, but it's $15 an hour most places.
Right.
So I can't figure out. I just can't figure out. I guess I can understand why restaurants might have a problem. I can understand that a little bit.
Right.
Well, because you know, if you're still working for tips, a majority of your money's in tips. Where are you going to put yourself at risk? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I understand that, but the rest of it, I just don't understand, and I'm not sure I ever will. Say, so is your sister's house going to be okay?
It looks like it will be. I still don't know. They're supposed to leave at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon and get down there at 4:30. That'll be the time that what will become Albert will be crossing South Florida. It's not going to hit Venice right on. It's going to be south of there. And I think most of the rain and wind will be south of her. But like I tried to explain to her last evening, but she didn't understand, I said, the problem is that if the hurricane center turns around and puts out a warning, the airlines are going to immediately jump on that. I said, airlines now are very conscious about weather and hazardous weather. And as of this morning, the Tropical Storm Watch for South Florida went over to a warning. However, there are some real conflicting things in my mind. Maybe I didn't read enough, but they said that an Air Force plane was in and found tropical storm force winds of 40 miles an hour. Well, if it did, then how come it's not called Albert yet? They're still not naming it. It's called Tropical Storm Wanda, something like that. I don't know. I don't understand that. If you found winds, I mean, maybe they're looking for other characteristics to call it a tropical storm. I do not know. But anyhow, it's destined to become Albert and move across South Florida. And when you consider the fact that that the first started hurricane season, today's the third, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Kind of impressive. Yeah. So in any event, that's where we are there. So I texted her this morning to tell her what the story was, and I told her she should check with the airlines this evening because they'll know this evening if there's going to be a delay or they're going to cancel it. And she said, okay, fine. Because as it was, she wasn't going down there long. They were getting there about 4:30 in the afternoon tomorrow, and they were leaving like 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So I don't know. I have a feeling that they're either going to cancel that or they're going to delay it.
They were just going. They were just going down for the closing.
They already closed.
So then why are they only staying a little bit?
I guess just to go down there and do a walkthrough through the house, and make sure that it is in the condition that it's supposed to be in.
Well, what if it's not? They already bought it.
I think you have so many. I think you have like 30 days.
Okay.
Yeah, you have like 30 days. So that's what they're doing, and you know what Pat's doing. Pat's going to pack up the car later today and head for the lake and open it up. I got a text from Kim, who has a cabin across the lake from me, and she wrote me a text. She goes, "What's with the white top still up? When are you getting up here?" Because I put the it's like a white, I don't know what you want to call it. It's like a white plastic,
yeah,
OTEG or whatever it is. I put that up over all the screens around the porch so that the water doesn't get in. And everybody knows that until those are down, Pat's not up. So she wrote me a text. She said she's tired of looking at the white panels. So I will get up there tomorrow. It's going to be a nice weekend. I'm going to stay till Sunday. And it should be fine because from what I saw, which was over a month ago when I went up there, the cabin looked pretty clean to me. So I don't think I have much cleaning to do.
You're bringing Shirley with you?
Yeah, I'm bringing Shirley. Yeah, well, can't stay by herself. Yeah, I'm going to have to bring her, yeah.
And are they working on your bathroom?
No, not yet. They're waiting for the permit.
Gosh, permits.
Yeah, it's only been, 4 weeks?
Why? What takes so long for a permit?
Don't ask me. Everything is so bureaucratic and political.
It's a bathroom, for God's sakes.
Thank you. Was it even put in that way? It was put in as a expanded kitchen. We didn't even put in any kind of bathroom. We said expanded kitchen. That's it. So, and we spoke to the contractor yesterday, and he said he still has not heard. So, you know, but we have to give him a deposit because he said it takes 4 to 6 weeks to get the windows.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, the supply chain, yeah.
Yeah. So he said that the money that the deposit you give me, he said I will order the windows with it. So this way we'll have those when it's time to start. So I'm thinking, Marshall, there's no way that construction starting before July 4th.
Yeah.
It's after that.
Yeah, well, it's out to the outhouse for the summer.
No, it's not. The porta potty arrived yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
I rented it just like last year. And they brought it. They called yesterday and said they placed it. So the porta potty's right there, right outside the screen porch. So if I have to go in the middle of the night, it's not a far walk.
And are you going to get rid of the outhouse?
Nope, that's a shed. Half of it's storage, half of it's an outhouse. It's one big shed. For now, I'm just using it as storage. And that's it.
All right. Is it separated from that, good from the outhouse so it doesn't smell in the shed?
Oh yeah, you can't smell anything.
All right.
No. And now it wasn't even used last year because we had the porta potty last year. So it certainly doesn't smell now.
Bone dry.
Bone dry. Yep.
Pat, I want you to have a good weekend up at the lake.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy, be safe, and I'll see you Monday morning.
All right, take care, Pat.
Okay, bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.